Kieran Cuff, we're here in the European Parliament in Strasbourg, and the MEPs have just voted on a resolution on the European Commission proposals to ease the pressure of rapidly rising energy prices on European households and businesses. Now, that resolution was passed, but the Greens voted against it. Is that correct?
That's right. We felt the resolution didn't go far enough. We felt it paid lip service to the real crisis that we're in the European Union as we face the coming winter months. We need action on energy, and we need action now. And we need a solidarity fund at a European Union level to help householders who are feeling the pinch, some of whom are having real difficulty in meeting gas bills and electricity bills that have gone through the roof over the last year. So we felt the resolution didn't go far enough to address that. In Ireland, the Irish government has taken steps to provide €600 to households. We think that's a real and tangible step in the right direction. But I think at a European Union level, we need to do two things. We need to protect the vulnerable, but we also need to accelerate the transition away from fossil fuels. And we didn't see sufficient evidence of that in today's resolution. So it was a missed opportunity, and we need to do more.
But, for example, some of the proposals include getting a windfall taxes from companies that are making power at low cost, but they're able to get enormous revenues in because of the link to the prices of gas. And there's talk about redistributing those taxes to those who need it the most. Isn't that not a good initiative?
It absolutely is, and we fully support that, but we need to do more. We need to ensure that we move away from coal, oil and gas, and there wasn't sufficient language on that in the resolution. We need to do more to strengthen our electricity interconnectors around Europe so that renewable energy gets to the countries that need it. We need to do more to show solidarity between those who are facing real difficulty in contrast with the companies making super profits. So the devil is in the detail, as always on these resolutions, but we feel it didn't go far enough.
But isn't the problem, though? I mean, although it's a great thing, the idea of having more electricity produced by renewable energy sources, it could take years to get to the stage where we would be able to get enough power from those renewable alternative energy sources to power all our homes and do everything else that electricity does, rather than have to use gas and fossil fuels.
Well, it will take years, because the resolution today said we need new fossil fuels, and in fact we should be boosting renewables rather than fossil fuels. Look, we're very dependent on gas and oil at the moment, but we need to move away from them, and I don't think heavily subsidising fossil fuels is the way forward. And that was one of the big difficulties we had with the resolution that was on the table. We could have gone a lot further.